Hello, this is Manuela Dascal, and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. In her weekly newsletter, Ottawa Ward 20 Councillor Isabel Skalski is informing residents that the Alto High Speed Rail Project team will be carrying out field studies in and around Ottawa in regard to the early planned work for the proposed high-speed rail between Ottawa and Montreal. Consequently, Alto may require access to both public and private property. Property owners whose land may be needed for the studies will be contacted directly by Alto to request permission to enter. The City of Ottawa, as a landowner within the study area, may also be asked to provide access to certain sites. At this time, the City does not have a list of specific locations or properties where field studies will occur. Alto is currently evaluating a broad study corridor that was shared with the public earlier this year. Public consultations on the corridor remains open until mid-April. Residents with questions about the field studies or the permission to enter process can contact the Alto Liaison Office at 1-855-888-4421 or email at permissions@altotrain.ca. On Thursday, April 9th, the community of Castleman and anyone from the United Counties of Prescott-Russell is invited to an Alto dialogue session organized by the Castleman City Hall. Mayoress of Castleman, Genevieve Lajoie, will be hosting the dialogue session. The goal is to create a space for meaningful discussion around the project, including its potential impacts on farmland, the environment, transportation, local businesses, and the communities as a whole. As stated by Mayoress Lajoie, your perspective matters whether you oppose or support the Alto project. This will be a bilingual session. Everyone is welcome to participate and speak in the language they are most comfortable with. To help plan the event, you may confirm your attendance by emailing Mayoress Lajoie at glajoie@castleman.ca, or you are welcome to simply drop in. The Casbah Spring Optimist Club is organizing another new, fun, and creative activity for the kids in the community. They will get to paint on wood and choose what they want to paint, a rainbow dinosaur, a birdhouse, or a dream catcher. The event takes place on April 25th, and you have the option to choose from two time slots, session 1 from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. or session 2 from 1 to 4 p.m. Please register your child before April 10th to allow enough time for Painted Daisy, the custom signs and sign making parties to prepare everything. Write your child's name, choice of what he she wants to paint, and time of session. Children of all ages will have the opportunity to be part of a fun, interactive, and educational experience where children get to hear the stories of rescued animals from all around the world. All this on April 12th in the Casbah Springs Community Center at 2 p.m. Meet the Keepers will give a 45-minute presentation followed by photo opportunities and meet and greet with a variety of medium to large animals such as 6-foot snake, large tortoise, tegu, parrot, skunk, giant famish, and large arachnid. No need to register, but arrive on time. On April 22nd, the 8 municipalities of the United Counties of Prescott and Russell invite individuals interested in running as a candidate or registering as a third-party advertiser in the 2026 municipal elections to attend a free bilingual training session offered by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing. This information session will provide an overview of the rules, responsibilities, and requirements related to the municipal election process. The training and provided materials will be bilingual. This event will take place on Wednesday, April 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Community Hall San Isidore Recreation Center at 20 Arena Street in San Isidore. To participate, please email your name and the municipality where you intend to submit your nomination to elections@nationmon.ca by 4 p.m. on April 20th. There is no cost for this information session. At a special gala event held on Thursday, March 19th, the Kin Club of Russell proudly presented checks of 25 local charities for an amazing total amount of $3.3 million. Through this collective effort, a remarkable $30,000 was raised for the Township of Russell to support youth in the community, which combined with previous years now totals approximately $90,500. These funds will be used to purchase youth sporting equipment at the new recreation complex opening this fall. Following the success of Catch the Ace-7, the Kin Club of Russell was happy to announce at the gala the launch of Catch the Ace-8, which is starting now. This new round will support a total of 35 local charities. Tickets are $10 each and are available at various locations throughout the region. If you'd like to support youth sporting equipment for the Township of Russell Recreation Complex, tickets can be purchased at the Sports Dome in Embrum Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. cash only. Alternatively, tickets are available online at russellkincta.ca, where you can select charity number 20 to direct proceeds to this cause. Online ticket sales run weekly from 4 p.m. Sundays to 11:59 p.m. Saturdays. For a full list of ticket sale locations and detailed lottery information, visit russellkincta.ca. The first draw is set for Sunday, April 19th at 3:15 p.m. and will continue every Sunday until the jackpot is won with the Ace of Spades. Russell Township Summer Program and Activity Guide is now available. The program offers summer camps in Russell and Embrun, as well as aquatic programs. View the full guide at russell.ca/programs and look for a paper copy coming to your mailbox next week. Summer camps registrations for residents start on April 8th at 9 a.m. for non-residents on April 13th at 9 a.m. Aquatic program registration for residents starts on April 29th at 9 a.m. and for non-residents on May 4th at 9 a.m. On Saturday, April 4th, the Limoges community is invited to spend a full-filled Easter event. Most of the activities will take place at the Limoges Community Center, but you can also sign up for a little scavenger hunt around Limoges. Hop in the car and visit local businesses to find letters in their windows that will spell out a special spring Easter word. Other activities will include an Easter egg hunt and a visit from the Easter Bunny, face painting for kids, Easter arts and crafts, and outdoor games. Attendees will also enjoy a spring vendor market. Bring your family, invite your friends, and celebrate spring in Limoges. For more details about this event, visit the Limoges Recreation Committee website at limogesrecreation.com. Russell Township is inviting hobby, amateur, and professional photographers to submit their images for the 2026 Township of Russell Photo Expo. Every person who submits will have at least one of their photographs printed and exhibited during the autumn in the Country Arts Festival. This year's theme is cultivation. How do we nurture the community around us? Photographers are asked to explore their surroundings, which may include sub-themes such as gardening, mentorship, community, or conservation. Anyone from Canada can enter. However, all images must have been taken within the Township of Russell boundaries. Submission deadline is Sunday, August 23rd at 11:59 p.m. and the exhibition will take place on Saturday, September 19, 2026. Submission and participation are free. You may submit up to 5 photos. For more information, how to submit your photos and age categories, visit russell.ca/photoexpo26. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye!